Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, it's time for a little market analysis for 2 to 4 unit rentals.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate, and we are fortunate to have a guru in commercial investment real estate, and that is Renee Nelson. Renee, thanks for joining me again.
Thanks, Marcia. Hey, let's talk about market analysis for 2 to 4 units. So I had a client call me, a listener call me, and he had a duplex, and he wanted to know the value. He lived in one unit, but he is transferring to Spokane, Washington for his job. So he wants to put it on the market. And I told him, oh, I don't do less than 4 units. So you need to call Marcia. So walk me through the process when you do a market analysis on like a duplex. What do you look at?
Well, first, the property itself. It's fascinating how many landlords and owners do not know the property itself, the physical presence and experience of that property. I think that right now, a lot of even fourplexes are getting owner occupancy in the equation. So you can get more for your property converting it from an investment sale to a owner-occupied purchase, which is a different bird. So you do want to look at the income approach to value, and we can talk about that, but also you want to look at it as at least one unit should be of the caliber that someone would want to move in and live there themselves.
So nicely updated or newer, or the buyer would look at that as an opportunity for a value add where they could move into that unit. If it had been a rental, maybe the carpet's 10 years old, they could go in and put new finishes inside and live in that unit.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's fascinating because it's gone full circle. And with R1 zoning possibly going away in this region, we could have duplexes and triplexes come popping up anywhere on any property, any residential property in Eugene. So it'll be fascinating to see how the market shifts there.
Do you think builders are in tune with that? Are you seeing... Or is it just that we're waiting for the city of Eugene to finish their zoning and then the builders will know how to proceed?
Exactly. They've got to have certainty. But there's definitely purchases of land right now or homes, small homes on larger lots. That's people are keep their eyes open for that now, those that know this is coming down the pike.
Mm. There's a lot of those. I'm just thinking in the Santa Clara River Road area where there's an older house and a big chunk of land and you could probably put some additional units on that.
Right. And they're talking about things like, do we need to provide parking for that other unit? There's a lot of pieces to this and incentives. If you think about the residual impact of the rules that'll come out from the city of Eugene. So watch for that. But you do have an opportunity if you're one of those people with a lot of land with your house for opportunities that people are scouting for today. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson, PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.